You've gone to bed at your agreed time. You've got out of bed when sleep evades you. You've gone back to bed when you've started to feel sleepy. You've repeated the process as often as it takes. And you got up at your agreed time. You're now tired, very tired, exhausted, knackered. And as you pull yourself through the day, all you want is to close your eyes and sleep. Sleep on the sofa, sleep in the armchair, sleep on the bus, sleep at your desk. Get home at the end of the day and sleep in front of the telly. And however tempting sleep is, do something else. Let me say that again. Do something else. Your aim is to reconnect bed with sleep so that you go to bed at night and sleep. If you sleep anywhere else than at any other time, you are undoing any progress you may be making and you are reinforcing the bad habits and connections which have blighted your sleep. So, once more, you need a plan. How are you going to keep yourself awake? What needs to be in place? What activities can you do which will prevent you from sleeping? What can you make yourself do if it feels that you are nodding off? Again, only you will know what is realistic and practical for you. Again, it's crucial that you give this thought and time. Again, have multiple strategies in place, as some will work well and some less so. Make the plan, stick to it, and change it when needed.